Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Tuesday, November 30th edition of the program. We have Ron DeSantis and Fuego down in Florida just doing a great job explaining a whole range of issues. We've also got Fauci and the rest continuing to downplay natural immunity. Why are they doing that? Oh, we will address it. And there's also what happens when you move into a house with a bunch of libs. It's like the real world lib. We'll discuss that in a moment. And CNN's Chris Cuomo in hot water again. I don't know how much we care about that. We might get to it. We might not. It's one of those things. When running a business, HR issues can kill you. You got wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries aren't cheap. An average of $70,000 a year. Bambee, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With Bambee, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. It's month-to-month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambee help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambee.com/buck right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambee.com/buck, Bambee.com/buck. I got to tell you, Florida is just the place these days. It's a beacon of freedom. Producer Mike, you ready to move to Florida, man? We might have to do it. Yeah, I think it's time. I think it's time. It's crazy how New Yorkers, for example, we can all feel the grip of Fauciite madness around our throats. It's getting tighter and tighter. They've already changed to a strong mask advisory in all indoor spaces. Hold on a second. What about we're vaccinated and now boosters? They don't even care. They don't care. In fact, the boosters work so well that you have to mask up even right after getting boosted. That'd be your third shot. Not enough. Got to wear a mask indoors now. It's not quite a mandate because this is what they do, the incrementalism. They don't want people to have the shock of the mandate, but we're going to be back to masking up in the gym any day now because that's really going to keep people safe. Make 25-year-olds who want to stay in shape on the treadmill, make them, you know, cough into a choke as they're running, not cough because they're sick, into a cloth surgical mask that all the actual data shows does effectively nothing. But I'll get into all of that in a moment. We are heading, I think, unfortunately, into another winter of Fauci-eyed madness. That's what it feels like right now. And Governor Ron DeSantis is one of the very few voices who's saying this is just not going to happen here in Florida. Not on his watch.
In Florida, we will not let them lock you down. We will not let them take your jobs. We will not let them harm your businesses. We will not let them close your schools. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. To even be entertaining the idea of doing destructive, disastrous policies like lockdowns, I mean, honestly, I'm not surprised because I think some people are just wired for this, but it is not going to happen in the state of Florida. You can take that to the bank.
Not going to happen in the state of Florida. I'm going to be spending a lot of time down there. Mike, I'll be connecting via remote for a lot of January, a lot of February. I got to get the hell out of here in New York. This is just crazy. What is it going to take for these people to realize it doesn't, what they're saying just doesn't end up happening. It doesn't work, right? With the masking stuff. That's not going to stop the virus. And we have all these people getting vaccinated and now getting boosted. I just saw somebody in my building elevator yesterday. She said she got COVID. I'm sorry, she got the shot, rather. She got vaccinated, got COVID anyway, and now she's going to get boosted. So this is somebody who will have had natural immunity after getting the shot, is getting another shot, and is going to have to go around and act like she is still a risk of viral spread to other people. I do think it's fair to say, I mean, you do wonder what exactly is this supposed to look like in 3 months? How about in 30 days? Where are we going with all of it? Well, for one thing, natural immunity, you would think, would be well studied at this point. They would understand what's really going on with it. But they don't. They don't. They suppress this information. Why do they do that? Isn't it so important to have all the best possible data? Well, here is Fauci doing the usual dance. Because remember, he's pushing a policy. He is pushing a policy, folks. He is a politician in a lab coat, an unelected one at that. Excuse me. An unelected politician. Here he is telling everybody that natural immunity is, well, we don't know that much.
The issue of if you've been infected, how long your protection lasts, we don't have enough information of that to give a great deal of confidence. Although it is true, to be fair, that when you do get infected, and you recover, you have a degree of protection that's substantial. The question is, what is the durability of that? And that's the reason why the CDC recommends that even if you have been infected and recover, if you do get a vaccine, the level of your protection goes way, way up. And that's the reason why they recommend it.
Okay. First of all, to be fair, is he afraid of offending big natural immunity? Is that, what does he mean, to be fair? Who's on the other side of this? Isn't it just science? Who's he being fair to? Being fair to the discussion? Well, wouldn't he always do that? Why does he feel the need to say, to be fair to natural immunity? You see, that's a weird thing to say. It should just be, yeah, natural immunity, very protective, highly protective. In fact, more and more information keeps coming out about how it's as good or better than the vaccine. And now notice how he keeps falling back on, we don't know how durable it is for how long. Guess what? They don't know that about the vaccine either. So why is that? Why do we pretend? And other countries don't, a lot of other countries don't do this. They treat natural immunity as though you're vaccinated for at least a period of 1 year. So why isn't that sufficient? because that would be another wrinkle in the policy. Everyone has to get the shot. Everyone must get the shot. That's it. That's it. There's no other approach that they are willing to even discuss. And remember, if you don't get the shot, you're a bad person. They've been saying that all along. You're among the unvaccinated. But they've been maligning people like me and tens of millions, maybe, you know, 100 million plus at this point, probably a couple of 100 million people. Depends on how many. Well, when you separate out those who are sick from those who had been previously sick from the vaccinated, it's probably in the millions, maybe the tens of millions. A lot of them have been maligned. They're reckless. Why don't they care about their communities more? Well, scientifically speaking, they're actually quite protected. Oh, but it's not enough. All right. Well, notice we can always play this game. The it's not enough protection game. This is why we say triple mask. Triple mask. So when somebody comes to you and or rather when you see somebody who's masking up absurdly indoors between bites or whatever outside, you can say, I'm sorry. This is a life-threatening virus. One mask? Only one mask? Why not three? And they may say to you, well, you should only wear two, to which you should reply, three is better than two. It's very straightforward. I saw last night there's some, I think it's a senior secretary for health in the UK. I don't know what their specific position is. There's a clip floating around of the guy saying, you should really get a booster every 3 months. I don't know. I mean, this is in the UK. It's not in the US. I wasn't able to deep dive verify this clip, but it was a video clip going around of a guy who seems like he's some kind of UK health minister. And he's saying every 3 months. Now, is that, first of all, is that a crazy thing to think somebody would say, given the realities of what's really going on here? I mean, if you want to be really protected, 3 months, it starts to go down. So should you get the shot every 3 months? When is it too much? You'll notice Fauci never, ever says, you know what, you're right, it's too much. We've gone too far. We need to scale this back a little bit. It's always more, more, more. And then we get to the masking issue specifically. This is a question of science. They should have numbers for us, right? They should have data to support what they're saying. Well, here's what Fauci says on masks. Play three.
Well, masking certainly does something. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yes,
the idea about mandates, again, it depends on where you are and what the circumstances you're in. One thing for sure, that if you are in an indoor congregate setting where you don't know the vaccination status of the people around you, you should wear a mask. We're going to be traveling soon. People will be traveling for the upcoming holidays. You're going to be in airports that are generally crowded. Keep that mask on. I know when people go to eat at the food courts, to the best of your ability, stay away from that and keep your mask on. You have to have a mask on when you're on the plane, but make sure you have it on when you're at the airport.
All the time. Mask up all the time. Around anybody, mask up. They've learned nothing. They've learned nothing. This is an anxiety napkin for people. Take it on, take it off. Sometimes it's on, sometimes it's not. How well does it work? It certainly does something, Fauci says. Well, what is that number? It will reduce your chances. You know, if you read the back of a box of condoms, it'll say, you know, it's 98% effective, and then it's actually 90 or 80% effective. I don't quote me on the numbers, please. With human usage, meaning people mess it up, but you have numbers. Okay, how effective are masks? It seems like something we should know at this point. So much data, so many data sets to analyze. They don't know. I don't know. Where has it worked really well? Where have you seen masking stop a pandemic in its tracks or even cut it in half? Nowhere? Oh, right. Yeah, that's what I thought. It's absurd, folks, but Fauci is never going to change. He has to stay in his current position. Let me tell you what's really going on here. Fauci has to stay in his position until the end of this so he can declare victory. And then the story is Anthony Fauci saw us through the pandemic. Anthony Fauci is, you know, the combination of Patton, MacArthur, and Nimitz all in one, and Eisenhower, sorry, all in one, getting us through this battle against the virus. If he leaves prematurely, he doesn't have the ability to control the narrative the same way. So he's staying in this. He's staying till the very end. Fauci's going to be in his job through the midterms, guaranteed. Well, I can't predict the future, so maybe I can't guarantee it. But Fauci's going to be in his job for the foreseeable. And he won't leave it because he knows if other people have access to the data, if they change the messaging, then they might start to ask questions about what Fauci's been doing this whole time. Why have we been put through all of this? But Fauci knows. He knows he has to be in charge, or else people might start figuring out the truth. And that's a huge, huge problem for him. They want you to believe people like MSNBC's Chuck Todd, who's telling us that the virus, you know, the problem here is we tried to live normal lives again. We were naughty, and that's why the virus is back.
I think one of the things about his COVID response over the last couple of months is one could argue he has not been the face of the COVID response, not in some time, really, not really since we declared our back in July when he declared our independence from the virus, obviously prematurely.
Prematurely. Well, when did we declare independence from a virus that is endemic and mutates and going to be with us forever? I just want to know, when do we actually get to say, when Fauci says it's under control? Well, what does that look like? I mean, New York is talking about putting masks back into place. How dangerous is COVID in New York City? Just to give you, you know, one example, one place in the city. How dangerous is it in New York City right now? Well, you have right now, I think it says 50 people in the most recent, is that a day or for the week? I have to check. 7 day average. Oh, sorry. Here we go. Sorry. Yeah, the 7 day average is about 7. So for the week, it's about 50 people. So you're losing about 7 people a day to COVID right now in New York City. You're going to make everybody jump through hoops and act like maniacs because of 7 days. You know, think about, now I know every death is a tragedy. How many people die from heart disease every day? And cancer and car accidents and everything else. We don't shut down society for that. Shutting down society also won't stop the virus. That's one of the critical lessons here. That's not going to actually prevent us from having to go through this yet again. But here we are. Here is the situation for all of us to see. We'll come back to more of this in a moment. I know the MyPillow products super well because I use them all the time. Toweled off this morning with a MyTowel, put on my slippers. My towel, all that stuff is amazing. And Mike Lindell, who's the inventor of MyPillow, is a phenomenal entrepreneur, and he's got great products. You should try these out. Listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. Mike wants to give back to all of you. You can get great discounts on MyPillow products by going to MyPillow.com right now and clicking on the Radio Listener Special square. You'll see rotational offers up to 66% off on products like their pillows, mattress topper, and the Giza sheets, but also new products like their slippers, weighted blankets, robes, waffle blankets, and more. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Enter promo code BUCK for these great radio specials. Fascinating piece in Barry Weiss's Substack that I saw. I wanted to talk to you about for a second here. The title of it is written by a guy named Gabriel Katz. The title is Jew versus Jew on the Real Lessons of the Hanukkah Story. And I'll give you a short version of this. This guy, Gabriel, moves into a Moshe house, which is a communal Jewish house. They have them in Boston, New York, places like that. And within a week, his roommates sit him down and tell him he has to move out, his fellow Jewish roommates or housemates, whatever. And this is because they find out that he's a conservative. What I find so fascinating is that the way that they immediately leap to all kinds of conclusions about him, and the way that they say that this is about their safety, and this is the tool of the tyrant. You'll see this all the time. They're going to be the tool of the tyrant on Twitter with the new CEO. It's not that they just can't handle ideas that do not conform to their worldview, and really, with that is they can't handle that people don't all agree with them. They can't handle that people won't do as they are told by the people who think they know everything. It's not so much that. I mean, that's a part of it, to be sure. It's not so much that. It's that they won't agree that that's why they're so upset, of course. But they want you to comply. Like, you have to agree with them. So, yeah, it offends their sensibilities that you don't agree. But also, you have to go along with this. What does this kind of remind you of right now, the mentality out there? Yeah. Kind of like the COVID situation, right? You got to do everything that the other people, the crazy people, want to do, or else you're the enemy. You're a bad person. You're not even allowed to talk to them about it, right? So here's what they said. The next evening, this is from the Barry Weiss Substack piece. The next evening, my roommate sat me down in our living room and demanded that I move out. They explained that when they agreed to accept me as a roommate, they did not know I was politically conservative. Michelle said she felt unsafe around me and that she would not be able to take her birth control or bring her queer friends around me. My other roommate, Sarah, said that she did not think to ask about my political views because I was the first young conservative she had ever met. They both repeatedly said my political views made them uncomfortable. Aww. This is what happens with the lib snowflakes running around all the time. They don't even know what a conservative is. They just know that they're not part of the herd. They're not part of the leftist herd. They ask questions. They disagree with certain things. And that is a complete, you know, this is a wooden shoe in the gears, so to speak. This is a huge problem for them. Because if somebody else asks questions and doesn't just obey, isn't just compliant because, that makes them at some level question their own approach, which is to just be a sheep, bah, and walk around and do exactly what they're told. Believe that everything that they've been told is true. Never question anything. And obey. And as long as you obey, you'll be safe and warm and fed, and that's the end of it. Unsafe because of someone else's views? I mean, yeah, I feel unsafe walking around New York City because of psycho libs who think that criminals should be allowed to walk around because somehow putting people in prison less is a social justice issue, even when they're violent criminals who are repeat offenders who are victimizing people. But it's not the people that are pushing for the social justice policies who are being victimized, so they don't really care. This is pretty amazing what they said about this guy, though. That in an email later that week, Sarah wrote, "If you cannot unequivocally say that you are anti-racist and support gay rights and women's reproductive health and prison reform and defunding the police, among other important platforms, we have an irreconcilable difference that would not lead to a harmonious living environment. I implore you to look inside yourself and consider why your viewpoints make us so uncomfortable." I mean, this is Stalinist. I just want to be very clear. This is hardline. You do what we say. You believe what we say. You celebrate what we tell you to, or else. And this has unfortunately become the mentality of the modern American Democrat. This is the way a lot of them are. The people in charge, I mean, the ones that run the apparatus, and I always use that word intentionally because of the way it evokes the Soviet system. The people in charge of the apparatus believe this stuff, and they want everybody else to believe it because it's very powerful, right? Once you have such an orderly herd, you can move it all in one direction to whatever your purpose may be. It's actually very classic Saul Alinsky in that sense. You mobilize them around one issue, you can mobilize them around whatever other issue you want. Just get the herd moving all together without questioning and without stopping. And this is what happens even in a living environment. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. The guy's a conservative. There's a woman who is uncomfortable living with a conservative who says she's never met a young conservative before. How's that possible? Half the country is Republican. Half the country is some form of conservative. And you never met somebody? Think about what a closed off. They talk about diversity and inclusion and all this stuff all the time. They really just mean, you know, national origin and skin pigmentation. But they definitely don't mean ideology. They definitely don't mean different beliefs. So, remarkable. The guy ended up moving out, by the way. And what else are you going to do? You move in with a bunch of psycho libs. You got to move out, right? Because you can't stay with them. You can't be around them. Look, I mean, I've dealt with it here in New York City in the past. People ask, why aren't you married, Buck? I say, well, 80% of the women here basically hate what I do. And, you know, I went from the CIA, which was pretty controversial when I was there, to conservative media, and 8 out of 10 people in New York City, so roughly 8 out of 10, you know, women in their, you know, let's say early 30s, are liberals. And some of them have gone out with me before, had a great first date, by all accounts. And then on the second date, they'll just be like, I'm sorry, I saw some things that you said online, and I can't. I'm like, okay, fine, you know, see you later. You know, this is kind of what ends up happening. These people are crazy. But this is the reality of America. This is what the Democrat Party's done. This is why when you have control of academia, when you have control of news media, of Hollywood, it's not a good thing. It's all become this conformist echo chamber where no one really thinks, no one's really interesting, no one's honest. Everyone's just scared all the time, scared of the herd. Read the Gulag Archipelago, not because we have gulags going on, but because of the mentality of both the people and the bureaucrats. You'll hear me say this a lot. It's not that they want you to obey things that they know are lies. I'm sorry, that you think are lies that they think are true. It's that they want you to obey things that they know you know aren't true and they know isn't true, and that's the point. You do it because they say so. And that's really the mentality of these women who kicked out this guy from the house. We also have Chris Cuomo here for a second. He was going after his brother's accusers. You know what? I don't waste it. The guy's a buffoon. And CNN will back him no matter what because Jeff Zucker likes him. And that's all that matters over there because it really is. CNN is like North Korea and Jeff Zucker is Kim Jong-un. Whatever he says goes. So he's fine. Nothing's going to happen to him. But yeah, do they have any principles over there? Of course not. But it's CNN. Place is a joke. It's awful. It should be ashamed of itself. People should be ashamed to work there, honestly. So there you go. That's my CNN Chris Cuomo analysis. Thanks for being here with me today, team. Appreciate it. Back with you tomorrow. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.